Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Bolkel and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, you're planning for Easter at the Cross. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. Easter 2018. We've been doing this for a few years, and we've had thousands of people have been showing up on that mountain each Easter, and God's done just incredible things in the past, and lots of people find a relationship with Christ, what we call being born again or saved. They get baptized in the Spirit and then the water. We've had dramatic healings. We had two different Easters. We had paralyzed arms that got healed. And then we had a blind lady that got healed in the cross. I believe it was last year. And so we have worship, and we have testimony, and we have the Word, and then we pray for the needs of the people. And so we just we're planning that now, and we got a lot of people and volunteers. The man that was on the radio show last week, Jeff Anderson, he's heading up the pulling a lot of that together for us and logistics, and he asked me to mention that we do need some volunteers. So if you'd like to help us greet our guest and do with the parking and with all the other things, if you would, let the Coming King Foundation know that you'd like to be a volunteer. And we had people from all over South Texas that came in to volunteer last year.
Real quick, website and phone number, that way if they're listening.
Well, it's the Coming King Foundation. .org, the Coming King Foundation.org.
Okay. So people are interested, they can go to comingkingfoundation.org, and they'll give you contact information and just tell them you want to help out with the Easter.
But it's going to be great. And last year, again, we did have thousands of people, and we do have to rent equipment from Austin because the crowds are getting so big that we got to rent the stage, and we have tents and we have chairs and lights and stuff. And so that's where the real expenses come in. And we're actually looking for some sponsors too that might be willing. We'll take anything, but we're asking for a $3,000 sponsor gift, and we'll be then promoting those sponsors to help us just cover the cost of the event because everything's free to everybody. And if you have an interest in being one of our sponsors for 2008 Easter, we'll be promoting your business or your ministry or whatever you want to do, and we just thank you for
Coming King Foundation.
The Coming King Foundation.
All right. Miracle of the week.
Well, you know, we have so many different individual ones. You know, I thought I might just mention that, you know, there's a lot of places on the earth where God is. He's everywhere. And there's places where he's historically known to do things. And he does work miracles in a lot of his churches that are welcome him to do that, the Holy Spirit. But the unique thing about this garden is it's open 365 days a year. And so these things are happening every day, all year long. And I don't know many other places on the planet where that's happening. And we got thousands of letters. We got reports. There are all kind of amazing supernatural things that are happening. We, of course, got salvation, which is the biggest miracle, but we have the healings and the signs and wonders and the miracles and the angel visitations and the glory dust that's formed on thousands and thousands of people. It just looks like glitter, and it just forms as they're out there worshiping God. People will look down, and they're covered with this glitter. I mean, we had one guy one time thought he was so freaked out by it, he didn't believe any of this stuff, and he was yelling at us because we were squirting gold dust out of the top of the cross, but we weren't, because it happens even when people enter onto the property. It's a real deal, and so that's one of the neat places where God is manifesting his presence.
People are listening. They may say, well, where is the cross? Where's the cross at? Because they may have heard us talking a little bit, but they don't know exactly where it's at.
It's here in Texas. It's in just northwest of San Antonio on Interstate 10, about 60 miles, 1 hour's drive from San Antonio. And by the grace of God or the providence of God, it's halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10, and it happens to be at the same latitude as Israel. So this is kind of a special place, and we've got an amazing story, and it's all on the website. So we welcome you to go there.
And whether you are a believer or not, it won't make any difference. Just come and spend some time at the cross and judge for yourself.
Sure. I know some of you think this is crazy, but hearing this from a fourth-generation Southern Baptist, Texas Aggie Eagle Scout. And I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. But our God is an awesome God. He never quit working miracles. People try to say he did. He didn't. And if you need a touch from the Lord, you got be something in your family's life that you need help with, that's one of the good places on this planet you can go. And it's a local call from the top of that mountain.
And look for the counselors, because they got the little red aprons.
The tour guide chaplains.
Tour guide chaplains.
And they're volunteer tour guide chaplains that are there to pray if you want to be prayed for.
Well, Max, last week we talked about giving the number one Lion of Judah. Talk about that a little
bit. Yeah, well, you know, as I said last week, I've been working on this project now for 10 years to do a great big lion sculpture. And there was all kind of interruptions and battles and lawsuits to stop the cross, and I wasn't able to get it finished. But it's a signed and numbered edition, and Sherry and I are going to donate the artist copy, and already have, of this big bronze to the garden, like we've donated all the other art that you see up there, which is we've just given it. And but we also, early on, God, we felt like, said he wanted a big lion in Israel. And the Bible says first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. So we set aside the number one bronze casting to go to Israel. And so that's what we're trying to do, is get a bronze into Israel. And as we said last week, the Leadership Inc. organization is going to take donations that will be used to then get this line into Israel, the number one. And but also in any overflow donations beyond that cost, we'll go to the Coming King Foundation to build the project there in Kerrville. And it's going to be the base and everything's going to be completely different in Kerrville.
So you need donors to help you for Israel.
Yeah, we need donors actually to help us for Israel. And if you want to be a part of that, then just, you know, state that. But we also need donors to help us finish the work to get the Kerrville line in. And Sherry and I, again, have already donated the bronze, but there's a lot of concrete work that's got to be done. And I've designed a special Ten Commandments base that's going to be a pretty massive thing, and it's going to have the around the sides of this rectangular big monumental base, it'll have the names of God, God the Father, God the Son, and then God the Holy Spirit. So all the different names of God will be on the top level of this base. Then you come down, and then there'll be the scriptures that explain about the lion, but also the gospel of Christ, starting with the Old Testament and in Isaiah. And so literally you can read the scriptures on this big base, and it'll bring you to the Messiah, Jesus, and then that whole thing will have the lion on top of the sculpture base, but it will also have the Ten Commandments as the center. So this is going to be a Ten Commandments monument kind of with an attitude, and you know, because it's going to have this big old line, and then on the other side we're going to have the greatest commandments, and then on the Holy Spirit side that's going to be the new commandments. So it's going to be a piece that can really minister to people, but we just got to do a lot of concrete work, and we need about $200,000.
So that's what you need the money for.
Yeah. So about $100,000 for Israel, and about $200,000 because we got to do so much groundwork. Because it's going to be cantilevered out over a cliff there in Kerrville, so it overlooks the city of Kerrville and Interstate 10. And so it just takes more. I'm an architect by training from Texas A&M, and it's just going to take a little more cost than just setting it down.
Because you have to make sure the structure and the foundation is good.
Yeah, that it stays there for 1,000 years.
It's not light. It's heavy.
Yeah, exactly.
How long did it take you, just off the record here, how long did it take you to put this together to make this thing?
Well, again, I started it 8 years ago, but then I got the foam. I did the small maquette size, made it into bronze, and then I made foam large line, got it all made, and started sculpting on it. And that's when the Coming King Foundation was sued to stop us from raising the cross.
So you sculpt on the foam first?
You sculpt the foam, then I apply clay over it. And then you carve the clay, and then after the clay is made, then I take it to the foundry in Wyoming, Eagle Bronze, and then they make molds over that clay, and then they pour bronze in, molten bronze, into those molds. Basically, it's a long process. It takes about 3 to 6 months to do every big bronze like that. But once it's made in bronze, Roy, it'll last forever and ever and ever. And so that's what we're going to do with the number one, and we need homes for the others too. We really love to see this line all over the United States and all over Israel and other countries around the world. And I've designed a special trailer, Roy, that has the gospel written on this trailer. Literally, churches and ministries could pull this around the country and win souls to Christ.
You know, speaking of that, I remember the story that you shared with me when we first met about when you were traveling all over the country with something that had to do with the cross. What was it?
Well, yeah, it's just I had all my sculptures mounted, not all of them, a lot of the big ones on these big 18-foot trailers.
And people, you would go in and get gas, convenience stores, restaurants.
Try to eat, yeah,
and that's
motel.
When you realize that if you have these sculptures, that people will stop. So when you put the cross up, you didn't just put the cross up, you put the
all
the
these
sculptures and everything, because people come and look at them.
Yeah, and it just draws them.
Draw.
And I knew, because I was able to literally pray for thousands of people as I traveled on the road, just trying to sell my artwork to make a living, to buy some beans and stuff with gold, the deer meat. But all of a sudden, I'm explaining the gospel, and I'm leading people to Christ over and over and over. And when God finally said, you know, in 2001, we called us to do this garden thing, and then got the vision in 2002, to put this big cross-shaped garden out with the artwork out and the gospel in multiple languages, 77 scriptures, I knew this is going to work. This is going to work.
Cool, you feel it. You can see it.
Yeah, because I'd lived it already for the previous 25 years, and people just are drawn to great big sculptures of anything.
Majestic.
They're curious about anything.
All right, well, let's recap here before we get out. You're going to do two different. You're looking to do two different bronzes. One is going to be for the cross. You've already got that.
Yes,
but
we donated
need the
that.
Support structure.
Yes, we need all
that.
The foundation work and the base and the architecture.
But the primary one that you're going to do is the one that's going to go to Israel.
Yeah.
And now you're getting ready to put the resources together for that, where you can get that over there.
Right.
So if
two anybody listening wants to help us,
either one or both.
Either one. It's all to bring glory to God, to Yeshua, and also the number one goes to Israel. We want to bless the Jewish people from American Christians. Then let us know. But also, if you'd like to help us get that line base and the Ten Commandments monument done up there in Kerrville, then contact us at the Coming King Foundation and tell us how you'd like to help, and we really appreciate it.
And
these will last forever.
You mentioned, too, that whatever money is raised for the number one, the one going to Israel, whatever is left over from that will be
used
automatically
to
utilized to help the one in Kerrville.
Yes, exactly right.
That's real important, because some people won't.
And we will be honoring the people that donate, and we're figuring that out right now how we're going to do it. But there'll be recognition. There may be some of my small sculptures that might go to some of the donors and stuff, but they'll be listed. And
We've already talked about this on some previous shows, but I think it bears repeating again, the excitement of the numbers that we've got now, the amount of people that are coming. Talk a little bit about that briefly, about how many people are coming and the difference from this year and last year.
Yeah, well, we're, you know, each year it just gets bigger and bigger. And part of the reason is because God's doing so much stuff. And so people that are getting touched by God, healed, having these miracles, they're going and telling their friends and their families. And we're getting on, we were on Mike Huckabee not long ago. We've been on the 700 Club. We've been on a lot of different news.
So the word's getting out.
And so the word is getting out. And people, yes, some are coming to see the art, and some are coming to see the garden. But most people are coming to see God. They're coming to see a place where, like it says in the Bible, where his presence is manifested, like the Old Testament tabernacle. And, you know, this whole thing was given in a prophecy from Mahesh Chavda, where he called Sherry and I out of a church in Austin on December 9, 2001. We were strangers, and he said, "Hey, you, the artist, stand up." And he said, "God's going to use you to help restore the tabernacle."
And your life hasn't been the
same
since.
And my life hasn't been the same since.
It's like somebody gave you a lightning bolt and glued it to you.
Yeah, it's kind of like we've been riding that line ever since.
Well, Max, Easter's coming again. That's going to be a big thing. A lot of good people. I've been coming every year.
Yeah, I want to invite everybody to that.
Blessing. Big blessing.
Saturday, it's going to be bands, and it's going to be testimonies and Christian groups. And then Sunday, we'll have a sunrise service. And we'll have information on the websites and be sending it out.
But which is? Website?
Yeah, it's just thecomingkingfoundation.org. Thecomingkingfoundation.org.
And a phone number. Jeff, yeah, Jeff Anderson's here with us. Jeff, give it one more time. Come over here and jump in there.
830-928-7774, the Coming King Foundation.
All right.
Thank you, Jeff.
Max
Thank
Griner,
you, Roy.
Sherry Griner, thanks for being with us. You folks have a good week. I'm Roy Holly. Here's Sherry Griner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, this is Sherry Griner with you again this week with some more visitor comments. I am so grateful for all of the people who were responsible for making this beautiful place a reality and that I live nearby. Thanks, too, to the chaplains who serve at the Empty Cross. I look forward to bringing friends and family with me when they are in town visiting. Larissa Trequer, and she sent this in on Facebook. Next we have, when I visited this beautiful place, it was 3 years ago after my mom passed. I found peace. I left all my pain and anger. I found peace and strength to move forward. My children and I have made it a tradition to go every Christmas Day to the cross. I felt Holy Spirit has filled my life with blessings. And we thank you, Ann Ramirez, for that comment. Anonymous sent in this next one. Giggles. Scratch. Okay. I'm goofing up. Okay, the next one I have for you says, such a beautiful sight off IH-10. A gold mine right in front of your eyes. Thank you for your time. As a father of three boys, I will plan a trip to bring them. My divorce was not easy or wanted, but unstoppable. God was my refuge and was like this place, right here on the road I was walking. Just needed to open my eyes and look. For him, I'm in. And this was sent in anonymous. Janie Byes from Facebook said, a beautiful and memorable place to visit and give thanks for the many blessings in our lives. God bless our loved ones, our sick, elderly, our military, our families, and those who have not found peace. The Empty Cross will always be a special place in our hearts. God bless. 5 stars is not enough. I came away from this beautiful place with more peace in my heart, and my husband too, than I have felt in a long time. Karen Taylor sent this in through Facebook. Another one from Facebook sent in from Lydia Salazar says, it is a place where I find comfort, where I can feel Christ right beside me, where I find solace, whether it is in the daytime or night. It is a place of beauty. Alice Cruz from Michigan came and visited and left this comment. I felt the presence of the Lord under the cross. In my last one today, you may remember Susan Casey, who comes all the time and brings a carload of people with her each time. Susan Casey says, Max, I cannot thank you enough for all you have allowed me to experience because of your heart and obedience to God. And thank you, Susan Casey, and I thank you for tuning in. And please come back next week because I love to read these to you. Bye.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's YORANCH.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.